This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
And we're back here on the Joe Gaither Show right here on Bama Central, BamaCentral.com. This interview is brought to you by Derek Daniel, State Farm. We encourage you to check out Derek Daniel for all of your insurance needs. Call him today at 205-758-3391. Like a good neighbor, Derek Daniel is there. We're so proud, we're so blessed to be joined by Jet Tamala, Alabama's newest quarterback committed to the Crimson Tide on June 17th. He went to Elite 11 and impressed out there. We're really looking forward to getting to know another recruit. We've had Ryo Kelly, we've had J.J. Finch, and now it's time to get to know Jet Tamala. So with that, Jet, happy 4th of July. Thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Yeah, for sure. No problem.
Absolutely. So, Jet, we'll just get right into it. You flipped your commitment on June 17th from Iowa State to Alabama right off the bat. Nice big softball for you. Why did you choose the Crimson Tide?
I just felt the support from the staff. You know, Alabama is such like a big stage, and you got to have a lot of confidence coming into there, and I felt like they had confidence in me just going there and thriving. I just got to put my head down and work as hard as I can, and they think that I can be a really good player for them.
Absolutely. I read about a relationship with Nick Sheridan and yourself. So just tell us about Nick Sheridan and what you think about him as a coach and what he's been doing to really convince you to come to Alabama.
Yeah, he's really like a down-to-earth guy. You know, he's a player's coach for sure. I get along with him really well. He's like a funny guy, but he can also be like really serious and get after it. So still building that relationship. But yeah, like I said, he just called me every day pretty much, told me he had confidence in me to co-play at the biggest stage, which is Alabama. He said he really wanted to coach me and work with me and thought I would do really well there. So, I mean, I believe in him, Coach DeBoer, everyone on the staff. So hopefully everything he's saying, I just got to go work as hard as I can and hopefully it will come true.
So what else can you tell me about that relationship? Kind of, you know, how did it start? What was the first communication look like? How long ago did they first contact you? And then from there, you know, how often were they in touch with you?
Yeah. So like the day after I committed, it was kind of weird because like I just committed and he reached out the day after. He said that was just kind of how he found me. He said, like, it's not fair to them because they didn't find me just because I'm from Nebraska, a smaller place, and not out in, like, California. Don't have all the exposure. So he followed me on Twitter, whatever, DM'd me, called me, got my phone number, told me he wanted to come watch me throw. So about, like, 3 days after he followed me, he flew down to Nebraska, watched me throw at some place I work out at. We got dinner after. I mean, I did really well, all that stuff. Had a good talk at dinner. Kind of told me what their timeline with everything was. And then stayed in touch pretty much every day after that. You know, he was going to see other quarterbacks throw because he had to see other guys just like he saw me. Just stayed in touch. And then me, Coach Grubb, and Coach Sheridan got on a phone call. Coach Grubb told me I had the offer. So that was really exciting to talk to him. And since then, you know, he was in touch pretty much every day with a FaceTime call or a call. So was Coach DeBoer texting him here and there. And so was Coach Grubb. So just talking to all those guys, it was really nice to hear from them a bunch. And I feel like him calling me like every day was big part of why I committed. So
you mentioned, you know, kind of coming from a bit of a smaller school, a little bit of a smaller platform there. Throughout your recruitment, you know, what is it? Have you noticed recently the, you know, all the attention and everything? Has it been kind of a big surge of attention since Alabama got involved, obviously? And then as well, just what is it, you know, how different is it, you think, coming from a smaller stage like you are, as opposed to somebody who is coming from a state, you know, that is a little bit more nationally recognized for high school football?
Yeah, I feel like it brings more attention for sure. Like all the Nebraska reporter people like reaching out, wanting to come get an interview with me at school and whatnot. Like being at Elite 11, it obviously like brought more to me. If I was Iowa State commit, I probably would have got like a little less maybe screen time with like the reporters. But I try not to focus on that too much. Whether I was still committed there, committed to Alabama, I'm still the same kid, still the same hard worker. So, but yeah, I feel like it's bringing attention. It's a good thing to have attention also for like my teammates. And then what did you say at the last question?
Last part just, you know, kind of how do you feel that your recruitment has been different than someone who's maybe coming from, you know, like a Texas or a Florida, a school that or yeah. a state where it's a little bit more, you know, has a little bit more attention than, say, Omaha yeah. does.
So I had a really good junior season. So I thought maybe an offer would come like during that. But it didn't. Like, you know, coming from like California, a school like that, you know, there's just more exposure out there. Maybe I would have had an offer then. But again, I just try not to focus on that. I knew my offers would come. I just didn't know when. So, I mean, I was blessed to get them when I did. I felt like, yeah, it was still a blessing. And then, yeah, I just didn't realize how big the offers would get. Like, I never really realized that I would get an Alabama offer. I mean, I knew I had the skill and passion for the game to get it, but just never realized when it would come or if it would come. So, yeah, I was just really blessed to hear that and get the offer. So,
we're hanging out with Jett Tamala, Alabama's newest quarterback committed in the middle of June. Jett, I'm reading about Millard South, and I'm seeing your year last year, 12-1, almost 4,000 yards passing, 47 touchdowns, and only 3 interceptions. So what can you tell us about the offense that you guys play in and really kind of your mindset in that offense?
Yeah, last year we threw it around a bunch. We had a lot of weapons, really good O-line. So we probably like 60-40. Pass run. So yeah, it was good. You know, we won state, had a really good team, had a really good scheme. We like to get going fast, so a lot of tempo stuff, just wear teams down and then just be the tougher team, you know, quick passes down the field and then take the shot to open that up. Run first and then take the shots. So I mean, it worked out really well last year, just having really good coach. And he actually left. He's going to a school in Arizona this year. So the assistant coach last year will be the head coach. So we'll have the same scheme pretty much. Might run it a little bit more, but still going to have a lot of playmakers. We got like 12 D1 guys on our team. So yeah, if we execute and do all that, we should be able to repeat the state championship and maybe have one of the best teams coming out of Nebraska for a while. So.
Wow, very impressive. So, Jett, why don't you tell us what you like about playing football and specifically what you like about playing quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a competitor, so just being out there, being the main guy, having the ball in your hands, it was really the position I grew up playing. So, I mean, just being that competitor, the leader, the guy that everyone's going to look up to, it's a lot to wear on your chest and – you know, you're going to be the one that's always looked at for a loss. You're going to be the one everyone's going to come at. But I feel like it's that pressure that just makes me really exceed in those situations. And then, I mean, just relationships, having relationships with all these guys, especially on my high school team. You know, just being Alabama, I'm going to have to really get into it more just because I won't know any of these guys coming into it. As much as I know, like, these high school guys I'm with right now. But just being in like, these relationships where I'm the guy who has to be the leader, I feel like it just helps me thrive and work even harder to be that guy for my teammates.
What's, if you had to, you know, really you can pick anything you want, a personality trait, a physical trait, a skill set. What's one thing about whether, you know, a wide receiver, what's your favorite trait, about a wide receiver that you're going to be throwing to?
I mean, I know we have a bunch of big, tall guys committed. What I don't have in my high school team really is like a speedster. So just having that guy who can like really just, I don't know, have a big play, like a 60-yard touchdown pass, like a little hitch, and he just takes it to the crib. Just having one of those guys is really nice. But, I have two really big targets right now, two 6'6 tight ends. One's committed to Missouri and one's committed to Fresno State. So also just having those guys who can go up and get it, that's really nice too. So, I mean, I get along with any receiver really. So route runner, speedster, jump ball guy. I like all of them. So I wouldn't say I have really one type of preference.
You said you've been growing up playing quarterback. Who are some of the quarterbacks that you look up to or model your like to model your game after?
My favorite quarterback right now is Joe Burrow. So I'd probably say him. Just the way he's always like calm, collective, has really cool demeanor, cool to ask. So I like to look up to him. He's not too like outgoing, kind of like me. But he's just a really good quarterback, has really good fundamentals, throwing motion, feet, all that. So yeah, that's the guy I look up to most.
Is there, obviously Joe Burrow is a bit more of a recent quarterback. Was there anybody, is there anyone else maybe outside of that you watched growing up that you kind of modeled your game after? And then also anybody like Alabama specific do you kind of have ever, watched, or anybody Alabama that was your favorite player growing up, if you even watched Alabama growing up?
So I watched Nebraska growing up just because being from Nebraska, yeah, you're going to be a Nebraska fan usually. So my dad always had Nebraska games on. I mean, growing up, maybe Tom Brady, but there wasn't too many like great Nebraska quarterbacks growing up that could really sling it. So, probably just Tom Brady, just growing up watching the good NFL players. But no, Alabama, I never really watched them. Never really had like a dream school. But now it's really a dream to be committed to Alabama, and really excited about being able to go there. So.
We're talking to Jett Tamala, Alabama's newest quarterback commit in the class of 2026. So, Jett, you kind of outlined a little bit of your recruitment. Let's talk about the fall. Have you been to Bryant-Denny Stadium yet, and do you plan on making a couple trips or a trip this season? What's your thoughts on playing in such a big, prestigious stadium?
So I was on an unofficial about 4 weeks ago. There were some guys on there official. So it was about like a week after I got the offer. They wanted to get me down twice. So I went on an unofficial first. I talked to all the guys on the official. I don't know who was committed, but there was a lot of big names there. Booby Feaster, Jet Washington, some guys that probably won't be going to Alabama. But it was good to hang around those guys. So, yeah, I've been to Bryant-Denny Stadium. It was good to be there. It's a really special stadium. Obviously, the biggest one I've ever been in. So, just seeing that, I mean, just gets you excited about football. Just, like, imagining playing there. And then what'd you say at the end there?
If you have plans to make it to a game.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. I think I'm going to go OV during the Tennessee game. So that's the one that like works out good for me. I have a Thursday game that week. So it's like the perfect game to go to. Just Alabama, Tennessee rivalry. Just being able to go there, it's gonna be a lot of fun. And
what then go ahead. Sorry.
They said they might want to get me down one more time before that, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
You know anything about the Alabama Tennessee rivalry?
A little bit, yeah. I know it's pretty crazy. I always see the comments like at Tennessee fans, you're still going to lose to Tennessee after we're getting all these big commits. So, I mean, yeah, it's going to be fun to see that. So,
we're hanging out with Jett Tamala. Jett, what can you tell us about Courtney Morgan? He's kind of the man behind the scenes on all this. What's your relationship like when kind of how has that developed?
Obviously he's a really good GM and getting all these 5-star commits means he can recruit really well, but haven't talked to him too much, just being down there once. Talked to him for a little bit. I think it's been more of my dad talking to him. So, he's a really cool guy. He was funny the one time I talked to him, made a bunch of jokes. So, I mean, just like a player's guy again. So, just probably a guy you can go have a conversation with, laugh it up a little bit. So, he's a cool guy for sure.
you mentioned your dad right there talking to Courtney Morgan. How involved has your dad been throughout your recruitment? Has that been kind of obviously for a lot of people, I'm sure it's a big help, but just how involved has he been helping you get around to these schools, communicate with everyone?
Yeah. I mean, he's been a coach growing up. He played college football, NAIA level. So, I mean, he knows how it works. He's kind of been the guy who's done everything for me, like hiring agents, talking to coaches. You know, he's the one who always has the conversation because he knows all about it. So he's the guy who's also taught me how to work out, all that stuff, eat right. So, yeah, he's been a really big part in my recruiting process, and I owe a lot to him just from where I'm at right now.
Y'all went 12-1 last year, and you mentioned you won the state championship. What's the number one way that you like to celebrate a victory?
We go to Brewski's. It's like a little bar after every game we win, home game at least. But that's fun, just hanging out with the guys after a win. You know, our only loss was to Basha in Arizona. They're a really good team. So after the state championship, you know, that's – celebration. So we hung out till like maybe 3 a.m, but it was really just hanging out with all the guys, just celebrating. Nothing too crazy, but you know, really just chilling with the teammates. I don't like to do nothing too crazy. But
what's the meal at Brewski's that you're having? Different every time, or do you have a set victory meal?
So they kind of just make stuff and just hand it out. So it's either like burgers, wings, chicken strips. But usually the chicken nuggets are the best. Yeah, that's what I'd say.
You, you know, obviously 12-1 was a near perfect season. But is there anything specific that you're looking to build on this year with your team? Maybe, you know, looking aiming for that undefeated season.
Yeah. I mean, we got the players to do it. You know, we just got to execute. Just got to stay grinded. You know, we won state last year, so I feel like we're working even harder right now to repeat that. You know, it's hard to do it twice, two times in a row. So, I mean, we play at Arborview in Las Vegas, our first game. So that will be a challenge, just going there, the heat, all that stuff, you know. But, yeah, I mean, if we execute, we got the players to do it. So, yeah, I mean, just stay grinded. Work hard every day, and I think we'll be able to have that undefeated season.
What has Nick Sheridan said about your game, really, as he assesses your game, and what do you want to do specifically in your senior year to improve? Do you have an element that you want to improve on in your game?
Just being able to push the ball downfield. You know, I have a really strong arm from when he's watched me. So just being accurate down the field and really anywhere. You know, he says I have a natural pocket movement when I have when D-line men are rushing up to me, just being able to evade the rush in that way. So that kind of comes natural to me, you know, being like a basketball player, just being able to have quicker feet. And then thing I'd improve on, probably just not even something on the field. It would be like film studies, just knowing coverage better. Knowing what teams are going to be doing, just knowing the defensive scheme, really. And then, yeah, I'd say that. Maybe becoming a little bit more vocal, you know, going to Alabama, just guys that I need to get around first and know what they're like. So just being myself around them and being more vocal, you know, I'm kind of a more quiet, humble kid. So just being more outgoing there, that'll be good for me.
You had the chance recently at the Elite 11 to seemingly kind of be dropped in a situation where you are maybe forced to be a bit more vocal, forced to come out of your shell a little bit. What was that, you know, what was that event like? Just, you know, did you enjoy your time there? What all did you learn there? Do you think it kind of helped you prepare for getting ready to come to Alabama?
Yeah. So I committed like the morning before that. So I was pretty stressed leading up to that. So it was good to get around some guys that were my age and that I could talk to about, you know, the recruiting process. They've been through the same stuff I have. So just all that, just getting to know those guys, some guys I might play down the road. And I have good relationships with all of them now. So it's pretty cool in that way. All the good coaches there too taught me a bunch, footwork, throwing motion, all that. There was a mental health coach there taught us like meditating, how to be confident in yourself, even after like a bad play, all that stuff. So, I mean, it was good to be there. Good competition. I mean, just being around those guys, it was a lot. It was really good just to have like a little break from everything. You know, I wasn't on my phone too much. Wasn't reading like comments or stuff. I don't usually do that anyway, but just being around those guys, it was a lot of fun.
Just a few more here with Jet Tamala, Alabama's newest quarterback commit. Jet, I'm a big ritual guy. Do you have any pregame rituals that you have to go through before you go play really well?
I really don't, to be honest. Kind of just go with the flow. Usually someone's playing music in the locker room, so just vibe to that. Maybe chill out, just like lay down, maybe close my eyes a little bit before a game, just kind of imagine what's going to go on in the next half hour. So just imagining everything is good. Just to imagine the really good plays and also the really bad plays and how I'm going to bounce back from that. So I'm just putting my headphones on, getting locked in. It's a good way to just get ready for your game.
If you weren't playing quarterback, or if you really, bigger question, if you weren't playing football, what would you be doing?
I'm a decent basketball player. So, I mean, I'd probably play basketball if I wasn't like a good football player. And then maybe even be a coach. That might be something I'll go into after football's over, is being a coach. So that'd be a lot of fun for me too. But yeah, I'd say basketball player or coach.
You think playing basketball kind of helps your game at all, but as a quarterback?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like I was kind of a quarterback on the basketball court too. I'd always get the ball out of bounds and just chuck it down the floor. I probably had like 20 plus assists off that. So just having the same vision, I feel like basketball has helped me with football and football has helped me with basketball. Just having that vision to read defenders and pass the ball. I feel like I was a distributor in basketball too. I wasn't like the main scorer guy. So, and yeah, and I feel like also showing my athleticism on the basketball court helped me get some offers. You know, those dunks I had was a big part of me getting offers, I feel like. So it was good to play basketball for sure.
Yeah, I saw those highlights, the slam dunks. I could only get up to about touching the net myself. So your athleticism is much better.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. I won't play basketball next year, though. I'll graduate early, so got to give it up now. But, yeah, I had a lot of fun playing. So,
last thing that I have for you, Jet, is really in the current college football world, is NIL is a big thing. It's obviously not the forefront of your thoughts, but let's say you could really direct your path in the NIL sphere. Is there any company, industry, or path that you'd love to take with NIL? We had J.J. Finch said Battle Sports. I guess that's a big sports apparel company. Do you have any NIL, like, daydreams that you'd like to see happen?
Battle was made in Nebraska, so, I mean, that would be cool. If you guys didn't know that, but I know the guy pretty well, decently well, actually. But yeah, that'd be a cool one to have. I'd either say like Nike, just the bigger ones. Hopefully once I get big, having those ones would be really cool. But yeah, Battle would be like a cool one to have, like smaller, just because I have that connection already. So if you would reach out, for sure, I would really be best to have any type of NIL deal. So.
Mason, anything else for the new quarterback?
One more question just before we get out of here. If you could just kind of sum up your game in one word, one phrase, one statement, how would you label yourself as a quarterback?
I'd say patient. You know, kind of look at me in the pocket. I'm not too, like, antsy. I like to stick in there, really figure out what's going on, and then make my decision. Patient with my decision too. You know, I only had 3 interceptions, so I'm not going to go stare one guy down. I'm going to go through my whole progression. So I'd say that's probably the best word for me.
Well, Jet, I really appreciate your time. It's a big weekend right around here for 4th of July. Do you have any plans, and do you want to leave the Alabama fan base with any messages as we get out of here?
I'm going to my dad's hometown. It's like 3 hours away, pretty small town, but my grandma has a lake there. So I'm going to go down there with some cousins. That'll be fun. Tomorrow I'm going to leave. So one word, I'm excited to be an Alabama football player. Something I've dreamed about my whole life is to play college football, and I'm going to be doing it at the biggest stage. So I'm really excited to do that. And I'm going to pour myself into it. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and hopefully I can be a big time player for Alabama one day.
Jet, thanks so much for your time, man. We really appreciate it. We're looking forward to your senior year.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us on today's edition of The Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central. Keep up with Joe on all his social media pages at JoeGaither6. Subscribe, rate, and review the show on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and be sure to read us daily at BamaCentral.com.